The United States and Australia are nations of immigrants, yet immigration is a divisive political issue in both countries during this election year. In the U.S., Arizona's tough new immigration law kicked off the debate, and now some are questioning the guarantee of citizenship given to babies who are born in the U.S. to illegal immigrants. In Australia, the issue is the steady flow of asylum seekers. Australian voters will have their say tomorrow when they choose a new government. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Modern Australia was built on successive waves of European, Middle Eastern and Asian immigration. A full quarter of the population was born overseas. Even so, Australians are suspicious of asylum seekers.
Illegal boats are now arriving at record levels, from three per year to an average of more than three per week.
Television advertisements like this one lambast the current government and outline plans by the right-wing opposition to turn back boats carrying asylum seekers into Australian waters.
Hundreds of illegal boats and thousands of illegal immigrants have arrived in Australia simply because Labor's policy has weakened our borders and given criminal people smugglers an easy product to sell.
A brass band plays an old Australian folk classic outside a shopping centre in Sydney. The stores are busy. And while the health of the economy remains a pivotal issue, immigration has emerged as one of the key concerns of voters in this election campaign. The issue isn't resonating with everyone, but many voters do say they're worried about a seemingly endless stream of boat people heading toward Australia.
It seems the policies have softened over the last couple of years, and we've just never had so many boats trying to get to Australia. People see it as an easy target and they're trying hard to get here.
I really think that they should stay in their own country.
They're taking up jobs as it is, you know, it's hard for us to find a job. It's a bit unfair to us.
John Warhurst, a political scientist at the Australian National University in Canberra, says it's ironic that despite Australia's history as a country of immigrants, there's a widespread feeling that shadowy foreigners arriving unannounced from distant shores will somehow destabilise society.
It's quite easy to stir the issue of immigration and boat people in a way which suggests, well, maybe some terrorists might arrive by boat. And it also feeds into the question of the alleged impact of immigration generally on questions of employment, on questions of services. It probably feeds into the sense of those in the west of Sydney that issues like transport and housing and employment are all somehow being affected by high levels of immigration and the boat people issue.
As well as promising tougher measures to stop asylum seekers, both the Labor government and the opposition are promising to reduce general levels of immigration, which currently stand at about 300,000 people per year. Australia's next Prime Minister will incidentally be an immigrant. Both the Labor leader Julia Gillard and her Conservative challenger Tony Abbott were born in the United Kingdom and moved to Australia as young children. For The World, this is Phil Mercer in Sydney.